Sheriff, couple's dead baby found submerged in bucket of tar. By Amy Furr on August 13, 2020. A Texas couple was arrested Saturday after deputies found their dead infant in a 5-gallon bucket of tar in a shed behind their home. Following their arrest, Roland and Donna Grabowski faced multiple felonies, including tampering with or fabricating physical evidence with intent to impair human corpse, abusing a corpse without legal authority, and abandoning or endangering a child, according to VA. Collin County Sheriff Jim Skinner said authorities first learned of the situation thanks to a suspicious circumstances call. However, when detectives arrived at the home in Princeton, the Grabowskis were not there. Cell phone records showed the couple had traveled to Dallas, the outlet noted. The report continued. According to arrest warrants, the Grabowskis told numerous lies while detectives questioned them. The couple initially told investigators the child was being watched by a family friend, according to the warrant. According to the arrest warrant, the couple allegedly tried to get a friend to cover for them, writing in a text, "I need you to say your baby is ours. Quick in and out. They just need to see." The baby's mother reportedly told investigators she gave birth to the infant, named Micah, at the medical center of McKinney, but the hospital had no record of her or a live birth. The Grabowskis also allegedly told their friends that he died of SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. However, the couple later confessed that they failed to notify or report the baby's death to authorities, according to CBS 11. They took the child and wrapped him in a blanket and submerged him into a 5-gallon bucket of tar and put him in a shed behind the residence. The sheriff explained, adding that the Collin County medical examiner would determine the official cause of death. "I've been in this business over 30 years and I've seen a lot of crazy things, but this is the first time I've found a dead infant in a bucket of tar, and hopefully the last," Skinner commented. The investigation was ongoing and additional felony charges were anticipated, according to the CBS 11 report.